Track 4, VI News and VI Tip of the Week. A woman who was born deaf reveals how she coped when she also lost her sight. It was a simple question from an optician, but it turned everything upside down for Molly Watt when she was 12 years old. When she was just a baby, her family knew she had problems with her hearing, but they never really questioned why. It was just something that had happened. She wore hearing aids, learned to lip read, and was doing well at mainstream school. At 12 years old, Molly was struggling to read the board and her parents thought she might need glasses. But the optician spotted something more serious, and after tests, Molly's parents were told she had Usher syndrome and she was going to gradually lose her sight. Initially, they were told it would be around 10 years before she was blind. But Molly's sight deteriorated so quickly in 2 years that she was registered as blind at 14. Molly was still able to see things in the very centre of her vision, but it was like looking through a straw. Losing her sight meant Molly struggled to lip read and would not be able to learn to sign. When she attended a school for deaf children, she was told she wasn't a real deaf person if she couldn't use sign language and would feel isolated by the other children. But Molly found her experience of living with the loss of two senses and trying to get by in a world that wasn't accessible for her has helped her forge a career, showing how technology can be used to make things easier for disabled people. When Molly was born 24 years ago, her family had no idea she would struggle to hear, but accepted it as just something that happened. Molly was given her first set of hearing aids at 18 months and went on to mainstream school. But as she reached her teens, she was struggling to see. A trip to the opticians led to a diagnosis of retinitis pigmentosa, which meant the retina was slowly breaking down. A combination of deafness and RP is called Usher syndrome, meaning Molly's sight and hearing would gradually deteriorate as she got older. Though doctors couldn't give an exact time frame, as each person with the condition experiences it differently. Initially, Molly's parents chose not to tell her about her sight loss, as they believed it would be a long time before it became more serious. Part of being blind was doing mobility cane training, but being a hormonal teenager, I was sure I didn't need one. I had all these people coming into our home and trying to talk to me about using it and how I needed to be independent. People would tell me I was pretending to have this condition and I wasn't blind enough to have a guide dog. I was trying to explain that they just don't hand out guide dogs, but I felt people just didn't accept me, she says. After a gap year, she was able to go to a college which was supportive and tried to adapt to help her. Their support helped her get a place at university to study primary education. But again, Molly struggled with accessibility issues and dropped out. After university, she was offered a job at Apple and she soon found her own experiences meant she could help others. She explains, I felt like I found my niche. I started working with Apple in Reading. I was working with the public and I noticed the way I was using technology meant I had a unique set of skills and I could use them to make life a lot easier. I became a specialist in accessibility and now I work with Sigma, a digital user experience agency, as a usability and accessibility consultant. We speak to companies about how we can make all user interfaces accessible to everyone. Because of my personal experiences of being excluded on so many occasions, like applying for university, I found the whole thing totally inaccessible. Molly now works with companies to help them improve the accessibility of their website and apps, but says many still don't see the importance of investing in the issue. The speaking specs that give blind people sight. A gadget that clips to a pair of spectacles and speaks to the wearer, telling them what they are looking at, could offer sight to blind people. The finger-sized device, Orcam My Eye 2, allows users to read books, newspapers, computer screens, and even whiteboards 6 yards away, as well as identify food products. It can even learn to recognise the faces of loved ones. Invented by an Israeli computer science professor, it is fitted with a 13-megapixel miniature camera, a microphone and speaker, and requires no phone, no app or Wi-Fi connection. When the user looks at a stimulus, the camera takes an immediate picture, which is then analysed by an inbuilt computer algorithm. Within 5 seconds, a computerised voice reads words or tells the wearer who or what is in front of them. Orcam co-founder Professor Amnon Shashua says, "We've seen this device transform lives. Many people use it just once and cry with happiness." While the original My Eye has been available since 2015, its capabilities were previously limited to reading. The updated version features facial recognition. To activate this function, wearers tap the device and it can then tell them the name of the person they're with. The device can also translate multiple languages and is fitted with a light, allowing users to read in the dark. Professor Shashua says, "There is no other device using such sophisticated technology, and we have 100,000 users already." VI Tip of the Week. This week's VI Tip of the Week looks at how to enhance your life through simple tricks and techniques. Tip 1. Home. Keeping things in the same place is a great place to start, and to ensure others don't move things from positions you're used to. Do not leave things where they can be bumped into, because the last thing you want to do is create a hazard. It is easy to fall and hurt yourself, or occasionally even damage something you've bumped into. Tip 2. Use of emotional animal support. There are many animals to guide you through everyday life, and with an emotional support animal, you'll receive trained and qualified assistance. You will gain a companion, but everyday tasks will become easier with the help of a well-trained pet. Tip 3. Highlighting your visual impairment. Having a customised t-shirt that highlights your visual impairment will mean people are fully aware of your status. This is advantageous because people will be instantly aware and will treat you accordingly. Tip 4. Reading and telephones. When using a magnifier, sit close to light or use a reading lamp over the shoulder. If you can see the television, sit close to the screen and use visual aid magnifiers where possible. There are a range of mobile phones for the visually impaired, including large keypad phones with numbers that can be keyed without relying on sight. You can pre-program numbers for people you contact regularly and set shortcuts to make things easier.